to carry all scattered around. Old Joe pulls back the weeds from the headstones. He cuts the vines that grew in between. Old Joe works at the cemetery, at the cemetery, just keeping it clean. Shovel to the top of the hill. He gets the rhythm, he starts singing with the whippoorwill. Sing a whoop, whoop, whoop. Joe sees families coming and going as the years roll by. The whole town comes here sooner or later, everyone dies. They all had secrets they took to the grave. Old Joe knows the secrets don't die on the very end day. Old Joe knows the hearse will be coming, the hearse coming rolling when the church bell tolls. Tomorrow morning they'll be praying and preaching right over this road. Tears of cry. And after the body is 6 feet under, 6 feet down beneath the clay. He walks to the gate as the sun is set and his working is done for one more day. No one hears the voices rising from below the ground. No one hears the stories they're telling, the songs they sing when the sun goes down. Sing a whoa.
Thank you very much. Well, Brian and I have been playing together just informally for years, but then we did a little recording when he made a record called Bluegrass Guitar, which is a great title for his record, by the way. And then we started playing some duet shows together. And then recently he made another recording called Almost Live, and I got to sing this song with the members of Hot Rise. And Brian's been a member of Hot Rise now the last 9 years when we play. We don't play that often, but it's really fun when we do. And this is one of those songs. This is called Church Street Blues, written by a fellow you may know, I may have heard of, named Norman Blake. He's really good. People used to come up to say, and say, you know, you guys are really good. You guys are pretty good. They say, you ever hear Norman Blake? He's really good. It's called Church Street Blues.